It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Between June 2015 and May 2017, 470 Facebook accounts purporting to be legitimate American organizations flooded Facebook with political ads. The big problem? These profiles link back to Russia. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Let's start at the beginning. In 2015, as the road to the 2016 election was solidifying, political ads and related content found their way on all major forms of media. That includes everything from billboards on the side of the highway up to expensive television ad time. Social networks like Facebook were also popular platforms. An ongoing investigation into the 2016 election and the possibility that foreign powers interfered with it uncovered an issue with some of those ads. A collection of them on Facebook, numbering more than 3,000 ads in total, came not from legitimate sources in America, but rather from Russian accounts. Those 3,000 ads may have reached as many as 10 million people and yet cost only $100,000. That's a pretty big reach for a relatively small investment. And considering the goal was to influence the outcome of a major election, it's a real wake-up call. But wait, it gets worse. According to the Pew Research Center, 44% of Americans get their news from Facebook rather than from traditional sources like newspapers or television. And researchers have been looking into how clickbait sites use tools like Facebook's early ad spending to get widespread notice. By spending some money on Facebook, you can boost a post's reach to hit a larger audience. Numerous clickbait sites, which exist solely to rack up as many page views as possible, use these tactics to entice people into clicking on various articles. And both the Russian ads and the clickbait articles tend to rely heavily on some ugly tactics. The ads, for example, didn't focus so much on specific candidates. Perhaps this was the Russian actors' attempts to create a plausible distance between Russia and the specific people running for office. Instead, the ads focused on divisive issues, including ones about racial equality, gay rights, gun control, immigration, and similar subjects. Most of the ads didn't point at a specific candidate to support or oppose, but implied very heavily a support for Donald Trump as president. And so we now have an investigation looking at Facebook as well as other online platforms, including Google and Twitter, to see how foreign agents may have used those platforms in order to sway the American public to support or oppose particular candidates. The evidence seems to suggest that this sort of hanky-panky was definitely happening. The extent of its effectiveness is still up for debate. Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, has said the company apologizes for its permissive ad policies. She also says that people at Facebook are sad and angry that their tools have been used to manipulate voters. According to some ex-Facebook employees who spoke with Variety on the subject, many feel a deep sense of regret for having developed the tools in the first place. To be a little fair to Facebook, the company is a business. It's a business that makes its revenue from advertising. Ad companies pay Facebook to serve ads up against the social media content on the site. From a purely financial standpoint, Facebook had little incentive to look too closely at any particular ad. After all, that was money coming into the company. Why look a gift horse in the mouth? In the wake of this scandal, Facebook is taking steps to make sure similar scenarios don't play out in the future. There's another election coming up in 2018 in the United States, and Facebook doesn't want a repeat of 2016. To that end, the company is hiring 1,000 people to help hand-review ads that are political in nature or ones that target issues like racial equality. The reviews will attempt to determine the real origin for such ads and make sure foreign entities aren't meddling in the political affairs of the United States. Facebook's chief technology officer, Mike Schropfer, has said that the company's goal is to create automated technical solutions to this problem. Facebook is an enormous platform that serves more than a billion people. At that scale, reviewing everything by hand isn't really feasible or practical. But the company needs to make sure that the automated approach is a really reliable approach before handing over the controls. Meanwhile, Russia has denied all allegations that any state agents were responsible for meddling, and Donald Trump's administration has dismissed any suggestion of collusion. And Facebook's general counsel is preparing to stand in front of an investigative panel acting on behalf of the United States House of Representatives. The panel also expects to hear from representatives from Google and Twitter on the matter. And that will all begin on November 1st, 2017. U.S. politicians have started to formulate demands that social networking sites disclose who is actually funding online political advertising. The industry is mobilizing efforts to put lobbyists and lawyers in place to help shape any potential legislation and, presumably, minimize the financial impact the companies would encounter as a result of new laws. The bottom line is that while the internet continues to play an increasingly important role as a source of information, there are not nearly as many measures in place to guide how that information is funded and rolled out to an audience. The question now is, will social media companies find ways to address this problem that will stave off regulatory legislation? That's all for today. To learn more about the power of social media and everything else tech-related, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. I'll see you again soon.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.